harmless as doves, but wise as serpents. I've commissioned you to take the scepter of my word and rule in a dark and weary land. And all things that come to you to snuff out the light is coming from a place that the enemy fears. Your ministry and your call and my place in your life to those who are going forward, he fears the word in you far greater than you can imagine. Why have all these things come upon me? And why does it seem that these things continue as I go forward? For surely there was a headwind set against you when you joined this particular army and this band of brothers and sisters. But know this, that my grace is far more than sufficient. For I've not called you to be those that would be weary in well-doing because of the trial, and I've not called you to live in infirmity for a testimony. But all these things and much more has come because the enemy despised the word inside of you. I heard the word of the Lord say that the thoughts of some would say, yes, but I had much to do with my own weakness and my own infirmities. But the Lord said the enemy took things and expedited them and breathed upon them and pushed them. And even now, things that were much more of a normal kind of setting in life, because of the walk of many who said, I'll go into your word, the serpent came with a vicious attack and still fights. But know this, that the harmlessness of the dove was not meant to speak of a weakness. But know this, there is a lion inside of the power of this dove that will raise up strong in behalf of those who stand in my word. And your latter end, says the Spirit of the Lord, is to walk systematically out of everything that the serpent has come to destroy you with. So that you stand in these last days full of health, past the evil report, standing in the fullness of everything that I said that you were. For I will have an army. I will have an army. My army that demonstrates miracles will also have walked in miracles of themselves, says the Spirit of the Lord. Yours is to impart that which you have, such as I have, give I unto thee. Now is the time. Continue to move in, and for others, a word which would say, do not continue to procrastinate and say, soon I'll give more of myself. The soon is now. The soon is immediately. Do not wait for counsel. I need to talk to pastor. I need to talk to an elder. The time is now. The call is present. You have more than enough knowledge and information to make your stand. says the Spirit of grace. But I am a good God, as I have already said. And I will visit you. For everything that you give me, I'll give you more, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Barakorosote. Do not fear the evil report. Speak to it as if it is a personality. Speak directly to it and speak often to it in my name. And watch it as it continues to evaporate, to be extinguished, to cease and to desist. All things are possible. All things are possible to him that believes. To him that believes. To those who believe. Take my word and believe and watch the miracles manifest, says the Spirit of grace.